Thank you, Kim. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And Bill, I'm sorry you had to see me gushing off the
No,
air.
I liked watching that. That was great.
I know, because normally I'm not that nice. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. That's pretty much it in a nutshell, yeah.
All right, I told you when this show, The Real O'Neills, came out about a year ago, I love this show.
Yep.
Watch the debut of it. I watch it with my two teenage boys all the time, and it is the greatest show. It went to season two, and we have more coming, I hope. And on the show, Noah Galvin plays Kenny, who is a son of a Catholic family who, lo and behold, is gay. Hi, Noah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you guys.
Seriously, when the show first started, Wendy from day one is saying, this is one of the best things on television. It's so honest. It's so true. It's so funny. It must be an honor to be on a show that's pulling all that off.
It is. Thank you. I'm glad you think we are pulling all of that off.
You that's are, absolutely.
Thank you. Yes, it's a very, it's a special, special opportunity, I feel. You know, I'm a gay man in life, and I get to play a gay teen on TV.
Although cool, you look like a teen in real life, too, I got to tell you.
Like I'm 12. I look like I'm 12. I actually have to shave twice a day on set. My beard hair grows in rather fast. And in order to look like a true 12-year-old, I got to shave my face twice a day.
Is that one of the fun online features people can see online is you shaving
sure,
twice a day?
It's not that fun. My face is in a constant state of burning for 14 hours a day. But, you know.
Yeah.
The concept of The Real O'Neills, it's supposedly based here in Chicago, although it's not shot
supposedly,
here.
Supposedly, yes. Yes.
Yeah, the Bears jerseys aren't really Bears jerseys, but that's probably a good thing because the Bears suck.
Right.
Ooh, so
savage.
You, they're bad. Martha Plimpton is this Catholic matriarch who is kind of a church lady. She
very
is
a church lady.
Part of the church organization, the Church Moms, and it comes out by accident, kind of, that you are gay. And what I like about the show is Martha Plimpton's character is being a mom who is struggling with this because she's Catholic. It's she tries to say, oh, she's tried to deny it at first.
Completely. Yeah, I believe once every episode she has a moment of denial, I think.
She does, but she's trying to accept it.
Completely. Two steps forward, one step back at all times. Yeah, I think it's a cool thing that we get to represent this this journey that this very, very staunch Catholic mother takes in accepting her gay son, you know? I think what's the coolest thing, it's just about love. You know, she loves him so much,
yeah.
And though she can't completely fathom this shift in her life, she's trying, and she leads with love, which I think a lot of parents should and,
sure.
and need to see.
No, sometimes it's harder for the father to accept this.
Yes.
But not on The Real O'Neills.
No. That's another interesting thing that we're portraying. The dad...
way more accepting than
way
the
more
mom.
Accepting. He's also a little bit simpler.
Oh.
That's you know, intelligence-wise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Than
right.
the mom.
Yeah.
So I think he's a dude who just loves his kids and wants to live a happy existence. And if that means accepting his son for who he is, then
yeah.
That's what it's all about.
I don't know if you know the history of gay characters on television, but when the first openly gay character on television, it was Billy Crystal playing Jody Dallas
on
right,
Soap.
When this happened, it was such a revelation and almost scandalous.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and you'd be surprised at the reaction to our show. You would think that there wouldn't be much of that because that was so long ago, but it's not.
Was there pushback at the beginning?
Of course, yeah, there still is. The positivity and the, you know, people who are championing us, they're a little bit louder than the negative critiques, but yeah, you know, there's an organization called the Catholic League that about every Wednesday after our show airs likes to like talk about our ratings and how badly we're doing, which like isn't 100% true. But they will always find an excuse, you know, and it mostly comes from Dan Savage's involvement, actually, because he is such a pro, you know, lefty.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, what is the Catholic League should be upset about is that Martha Plimpton's character, again, trying to come to terms with Kenny, her son, being gay, but she's also, her marriage has fizzled,
yeah, she's
pretty much.
Getting a divorce, yes.
So that's
double
not
whammy.
Really cool
double
in the Catholic
whammy.
Faith either.
No. And a lot of people think that, you know, they say we're We're making fun of Catholicism, no. but we're not. We're not trying to alienate anybody. We're trying to just show a modern Catholic family and what that entails. And everybody can have a relationship with God despite sexuality, despite sure. marital status.
Do you think, Noah, that maybe through television, most of America, as they watched Will and Grace and Modern Family and The Real O'Neills and Ellen on daytime television shows, realize, okay, the fear that I've had of gay people is really unfounded. Everybody's the same. Do you think that that's contributed to America being more understanding a bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I completely recognize that without, you know, the Sean Hayeses and without the Ellen DeGeneres's, our show would not be able to exist and I would not be doing what I'm doing, yeah. you know? And I think we're headed in a cool direction. You know, a lot of gay characters on TV have been portrayed as very caricature-y, very flamboyant people.
Yeah.
And for people in the Midwest who, you know, might not know a lot of gay people, when they see that representation of a gay person, they may think like, oh, that's what gay people are. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping to portray, and I hope I am portraying Kenny in a more nuanced way, give people an idea that gay people aren't always, you know, jumping up and down and
right.
kicking their faces
right.
and, yes, queening.
And they can make a very good-looking Beyonce, which you did in
I would like
the latest
to think
episode.
So. I would like to think so.
You played Beyonce?
I did.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
Much to the chagrin of your mother.
Much to the chagrin of my mother, yes. It was a Beyonce in retaliation, but Beyonce nonetheless.
All right, so let's go back to real life. Noah Galvin plays Kenny O'Neill on The Real O'Neills. And so how old were you when you told your family you were gay? Is that what you did? Did it just happen? How did that?
Sort of. I was doing a play in New York called Esther Demsack at the Public Theater, written by a guy named Billy Finnegan, who actually is a writer on my show now. Mm. This is when I was 13, and my mom obviously knew I was gay from a very young age. I think most mothers have an inkling. And she sat me down right after I finished this play, and she was like, I was playing an openly gay 12-year-old in this play, and she said, do you and the character of Everett Brewster, do you guys have anything in common? And I knew what she was talking about. But
what
I wasn't
a great
ready.
Way to ask
yes,
that, though.
Yes, but I wasn't ready to, like, share with her my own stuff yet, so I was like, absolutely not. No, no. And then every few months after that, she would sit me down and be like, do you think you're gay? And I would be like, no, not yet. No. And then mm-hmm. finally one day she asked and I was comfortable enough to be like, yes. And she jumped up and down and said, thank God I have a best friend forever. And I said, oh dear, what have I done?
That's pretty
perfect.
Great.
It
That's
is.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You're crying again.
Love hearing a parent who's that accepting. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Was everybody in your family the same way?
Yes.
They were excellent.
Yes. I had a very, very easy coming out experience. My family is very close, maybe too close, so that once my mom knew, everybody knew.
Yeah.
So the next family vacation, my brother came up to me and he was like, see you gay?
It probably doesn't happen that smoothly in every situation.
No, it doesn't. And our first episode this season, we wanted to portray that a little bit. When we were filming the pilot, Dan Savage was around. He's not very often because he's a busy, busy man. But he was around during the filming of the pilot. And the pilot used to end, or originally ended, on the page with my entire family in rainbow sweaters and me breaking up with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And Dan came in and was sort of like, cool, but there are... You know, kids get kicked out of their homes every single day for coming out, and we need to portray that struggle a little bit. And our writers were like, well, it's not very ABC, but we can find a way. So the pilot ended up just ending with me and my siblings sitting on the couch so that there was somewhere to grow. There was a reason for people to tune in every week. So the struggle, the journey became about the mother and son's relationship, me and Martha's relationship, which I think is an interesting thing. But our second episode is about my best friend character, who's now my best friend, but I try to force her to come out of the closet, and then I realize that she will be kicked out of her house if she does, and I realize that me needing an openly gay friend is less important than her safety.
Was that the coming out day episode?
Yes.
And that, you know, it's weird because you'll run into people and, you know, it's 2016 and I feel like people go, okay, whatever you do that makes you happy, do it. Right. But there are still some people who say, you know, I don't believe in people being gay. And then I say, well, what, do you have kids? And they say, yes. And I said, well, what if one of your kids comes out someday? And they're like, oh, they won't. And I'm like, but if you have that attitude where
they're
you say they won't,
to.
They're not going to come out to you.
Right.
Do you
not
agree with
you.
That?
Right. Yes, completely. Or they'll find, you know, some dangerous other secret outlet, which is just not healthy. You know, I think parents in these situations, I tell kids to, you know, keep talking, never isolate and take their time. And I like to tell parents to, you know, be patient and be loving and be as accepting
good.
As possible.
Very, very good.
We'll take a quick break. And then if you have any advice and do you get advice, we'll talk about that when we return. It's Noah Galvin. He plays Kenny O'Neill on The Real O'Neills ABC show. Total pick to click for me. Love the show. And it's Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN.
Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder, along with Noah Galvin. He plays Kenny O'Neill on The Real O'Neills over on ABC. It's nice to be famous, isn't it? Are you enjoying it? Are you liking it?
I don't know if I'm necessarily famous.
But you get noticed every day when you walk around town. People go, I know you. You're on the TV.
That happens. That happens.
What's that like? Is that a fantastic feeling?
No, it's very strange. It's nice. I guess it's nice. I don't know.
It's weird, though. Your privacy has been stolen.
Yes, my privacy has been stolen slightly. But it only happens in like certain places, like because I play a gay character on TV and everybody knows I'm gay in life. It happens at like gay bars and Disneyland and Chipotle.
Oh, those are the three.
My three.
So again, it's gay bars, Disneyland and Chipotle.
And Disneyland's interesting. It's not the kids who notice me at Disneyland. It's always the moms.
Really?
Yes. And I think a lot of this really weird experience on some ride. We were on this ride, and it was like just me and my friends, and then this mother and her two kids. And the kids had no idea who I was, but the mom knew who I was, and she was like, "I don't let them watch the show."
Oh,
and I was like, "Oh, interesting." Oh.
How old were the kids?
Old enough, like old enough to watch the show. And I didn't know if it was because of some like homophobia stuff. I didn't know if it was that like our show is like slightly racy, I guess. I don't know.
It is a little racy. And we were talking about this off the air. A lot of people, a lot of the stereotypes of gay people are brought up on that show by either a family member or someone written into the scene.
Yeah.
You guys aren't afraid of that. You bring it and expose it.
No, we're not. And last year we were on at 8:30. This year we're on at 9:30, which sort of allows us a little bit more wiggle room, you know, because our audience is slightly older.
Yeah. Gay people have what Jewish people and Greek people have in that everybody thinks if you are one of those, you know everybody else who is, right? Do people ever go, I have a friend, Robbie's gay. You must know Robbie.
Yeah. And there's like a kernel of truth. There's a kernel of truth to that.
I guess so.
I know most Jews and gays. And I also know most gay Jews.
Yeah. Because they hang out at gay bars, Disneyland, and Chipotle.
That's right.
It's the weirdest thing. It's crazy. So since you're on TV, what has been the biggest change in your life, other than just being recognized? What has changed for you, would you say?
My Instagram following.
Oh, is that right?
I don't know.
And do people reach out to you since you're on Instagram and Twitter and they need advice?
Yes, I think that's the most interesting shift in my life that's happened. The accessibility of me, you know?
Yeah.
Because with social media, you know, you can DM anybody you want. And I read most of the stuff that is sent to me.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Got to be tough to keep up with, though, because I bet everybody, there are a lot of kids, I bet, especially teenagers, that don't know what to do and are asking advice. You can't answer all of those.
Yeah, and in the beginning, I tried to as much as I could, but once it started to pick up, I actually called Dan Savage, and I was like, yo, what do I do about this? I want to be able to extend myself. I can't with everybody, but like, how do I do this enough so that I feel like I'm doing something? And he was like, what you have to, because he gets this all the time, you know, he's an advice columnist is what he does for a living. So he basically said, like, draft a couple tweets, come up with like a thing that you can say to them, to direct them to companies like organizations like the Trevor Project or It Gets Better, things like that with people who are ready and willing and able to help.
That's solid advice.
Yeah.
The actor who plays your father, I don't know his name.
Jay Ferguson.
I knew Jay Ferguson's work on Mad Men. He played Stan on Mad Men. Yes. And I was so happy because when Mad Men went off, I went, that's one of the guys that I really want to keep up with. Yeah. And he worked immediately after. So good for him.
He's killing it. He's killing it. I lived
and he
in his
seems like Chicago to me. He looks Chicago. He acts Chicago. He really seems Chicago to me.
He's Dallas, actually. Dallas to L.A., yes. Yeah. And he's been working since he was like 14, in television specifically. He's been around forever.
Yeah, he has.
The Outsiders TV reboot. Him and Leonardo DiCaprio as like little teens.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Now, on Mad Men, he had a beard. He looked like Rutherford B. Hayes. He had like a weird beard all the time.
That's his, that's his hiatus look. When we stopped filming... He grows. That's how he hibernates. He just like grows out his beard and becomes a big bear. Yeah,
Letterman did it.
Letterman did it. So did Ferguson. Yeah.
And you shave twice a day. How about that?
I shave twice a day. Yeah.
Do you let the beard grow when?
It's
when
not
you're
much
off?
Of a beard.
I guess
it's really dark and PC. You know.
But I didn't mean to interrupt you. You said you lived in his coach house for a while.
Yes, for the past year, I lived in his guest house. Yeah.
That's excellent.
You know, I moved to LA for the show. I moved from New York City, so I needed a place. And he was like, I got this spot in my backyard. So I lived in his backyard for a year.
Great. Why not?
Yeah.
No, and now that you have a TV show at Thanksgiving dinner, do you move up to the A table, or do they still put you down at a residual table?
No, I'm still at the kids' table.
You still are?
Clearly.
How about that? What does it take to move up to the A table?
I think you have to be like 5'9" and above or something.
That's not fair.
Is your family from around here? Why are you in town?
My mother grew up in Evanston.
Look at that.
Nice.
Look at that. And now her parents and her brother and his wife live in Skokie. So we're having the whole New York City conglomerate is joining forces with the Chicago crew.
That'll
we're all
be fun.
A big Thanksgiving here. Yeah.
Good.
So glad you stopped by.
Me too.
Really, I've been gushing about the show. Love watching it with my teenage boys. We quote things. Bill's kind of a baby watching movies and cry. I cried during a couple moments of these episodes of The Real O'Neills.
Yeah, there's some
it's
good
touching.
Heartfelt moments.
It's
yeah.
a family that truly, truly loves each other.
Yeah.
So congrats on the success. Come and see us again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That's Noah Galvin. Watch the show that we're talking about, The Real O'Neills. It's on ABC. We'll take a quick break and find out what Steve has next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.